You know, we've gotten into the weeds with all this world building and character, well, not so much development as saying more things. But the bottom line is the following recording is just human actors slogging through insecurities by playing characters that run the range from fantastical to having your actual name, Arnie. So there is no reason for you to place any stock in the idea of other dimensions, or going to those other dimensions, or going to those other dimensions with the purpose of having consensual sex with an enchanted tree. Let's not do any of that. Let's just have fun listening to the grown people play pretend, who every now and then, by mistake, agree with each other. Also, a quick reminder, there's lots of Magic Tavern bonus episodes, too many, perish the accurate thought, available exclusively on Stitcher Premium, including the most recent episode of Behind the Tavern, where Charlie McCracken talks about playing Spintax the Green, including how the movie Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, was a major source of inspiration. Careful, Charlie, don't give away all the secrets. Penn will track you down and throw Teller at you. Also on the episode, everyone talks about the cartoon show Thundar the Barbarian for a really long time. It's like they removed the editing functionality from SoundForge. But what do I know? For a free month of Stitcher Premium, find a current Stitcher Premium subscriber and have your daemons do battle. No, go to StitcherPremium.com/magic and use promo code MAGIC. And now, ready your mind for all-consuming voice acting, ratchet those expectations down to nearly zero, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 4 2/3 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal.
I thought you were going to start saying some time ago.
Well, that's what I was doing. You know, I really like to kind of do it my own way, Chunt. I know yeah. There are parts of the intro that kind of...
I'm just saying the show, the premise and how the show plays out is so simple. It's so streamlined, so let's keep it that way.
Okay.
Why add in all these numbers? Just streamline it, baby.
Okay, well, here, I say this with love, why don't you do it? I would love to hear, maybe I just need to see another way.
Perfect.
Okay. So, all I'll say, dear listener, is you are hearing a talking badger from another world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, here we go. Oh, here we go. John, you've been waiting for this. You got handed the baton, sprint to the finish. Here we go. All right. Do you have any water, Arnie? Can I have some water?
What's that?
Can I just have some water?
You know, we're camping out here. We have some stocks of water over on the other side of our campsite, uh-huh. But let's just really...
Here we go. All right. It's all in the mouth. It's all in the mouth. Listeners, hey, magic time. It's magic time. Sit on down. Grab your ankles, and you have shit shower shave.
Okay, maybe next time. Maybe next time, Chunt. Hey, actually, Usidor, do you want to intro? Usidor the Wizard, do you want to intro the show?
Of course, I shall be able to do this
with... Oh, and listeners, just so you know, you are about to hear a wizard.
I shall be able to do this with the greatest of ease. Hello from the Magic Tavern. A podcast coming at you from the world of Foon. Some time ago, my good friend Arnold fell through a magical portal behind the Burger Regent's domain, and now doth live here in Foon.
Oh, yeah. And I upload this podcast to Earth.
I skipped that for a reason.
To chronicle our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Yeah, a little squish.
And Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Oh, names so vile and despicable that if air uttered aloud, your lungs would fill with a black tar, your eyes would turn bright yellow, and you would wish for death for weeks and weeks and weeks as you slowly decomposed alive.
So don't say those names.
Yes,
yeah,
do
just
not.
Don't, Sam.
Or don't even ask don't about. Don't even ask about them.
Yeah.
I'm just. Can I suggest maybe stop collecting secret names that do such gross stuff?
I shall never do that. I shall always continue to collect these names, for they have great power. Names are very important, Arnold. Don't forget that.
It's our
names are important.
Yeah, it is important.
Guys, scooch closer to the fire. Let's get cozy.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to tell stories or like what's a fun?
I would like to make some s'mores.
S'mores?
Yes.
Well, on my world, s'mores are graham crackers and chocolate and marshmallows.
Yeah, we don't have marshmallows.
That's right. I got to get you guys to Earth and have marshmallows. They're great. They're really good.
I can't imagine such a wonderful, fluffy treat.
It seems
impossible.
We have saltine crackers and chocolate.
Saltine crackers and chocolate?
Yeah.
How do you have saltines?
How do you
have a box of Zest crackers?
Oh.
Where do these come from?
Well, you see, when teens get their first job, it's often making crackers. So they make these saltines.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Can I say I'm a little bit nervous that tomorrow we're going to hike into Soul's Hollow and see the
winged whale. Yeah, the winged whale.
The winged whale.
And then finally we'll be able to just fly anywhere at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Versus this, just going along the coast is such a fucking chore.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, the show will be about the destination and not the journey.
Magic waits for no man.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It is nice to be out here under the night stars with the campfire roaring in the background and the smell of the smoke and the sweet dew upon the grass. Do you not enjoy being outdoors and living the true wanderer's life?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a shapeshifter, so whenever I'm an animal, I love it even better because my senses are heightened. And look at all these other animal creatures who are coming around the campfire.
Oh,
it's almost like a nice little moment.
Yeah, there's a deer and a platypus. Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like a cat with horns.
Mm-hmm.
Someday I'll find my true calling.
Way to spoil a moment, Usador. God, there's all these beautiful animals. Why?
Beautiful animals, beautiful stars. Let's just take a minute to just really soak in the soundscape and enjoy connecting with nature.
Oh,
unbroken, untapped, untouched.
It's kind of... Okay, how long are...
Longer than this.
It's just a little boring.
Do you hear good stuff?
Is that...
Oh, I definitely hear singing, huh?
Come by.
Who's that shadow?
Hey,
come here to the fire.
Come forward.
Hello. Hail, fellow well met and all that. My, what a surprise.
Holy.
Wasn't expecting to come upon anyone at all.
Well met indeed,
walking
good sir.
Along. Hello. How do you do? You must be a wizard.
I am a wizard. I am Usador the Blue. Please join us at this fire, good friend.
I don't mind if I do. Very
How
happy to.
Strange. You're a person that speaks as if they're from Foon, but you're wearing what looked to me like Earth clothes, like you're wearing jeans.
Yes, yes.
They look painted on.
Well, yes, I do wear my jeans very snug, and that's just a personal preference, but also sort of a professional requirement for me, as you might imagine.
Arnie, I can tell he's circumcised.
I'm sure you. I'm sure by now you've no doubt made out who I am. I imagine. I can hardly go anywhere without being.
Oh.
Recognized.
Oh, I don't know. Usador Chunt, do you
is
know
this the
who
Dark
this?
Lord?
I got nothing.
Are you famous in Foon?
Well, I'm really more famous in a place called Earth that you might not have heard of.
Earth? This is crazy.
You're from Earth.
Crazy.
Who is this?
You're not going to believe this. I'm from Earth.
You're from Earth?
Wait a minute. Are you really from Earth?
I am from
Earth. Are you really from Earth?
Are you really from Earth?
I'm really from Earth.
No.
Yes, yes.
Who's one of you is lying? Let's kill one of them.
Usador,
kill one of them.
I shan't kill either of you yet, although I am sorely tempted. Which one of you is truly from Earth? You must answer these riddles three.
This isn't going to help at all, but...
You don't think so?
What...
I'll go with that.
I feel ready.
What is the first letter of the name of your planet?
The first letter of the name of planet Earth is the letter E.
Oh, very good. You're doing well, sir.
Yes, he's up by one.
By the way, I don't know that qualifies as a riddle.
Let me, and I'll
I mean, literally, the whole beginning of the contest was establishing the name of our world.
I'll quiz this guy. What is the...
that's me.
What's your name?
Arnie?
Yeah, that's right.
Your best friend?
What is the length around Earth, like the circumference?
Oh, I'm not
Arnie, bump set. I'm trying.
I'm not really good with numbers.
I'm rooting for you. I'm trying to take it easy on you.
I could guess, but I feel like I would just embarrass myself in front of all of our listeners. Like, people on Earth don't necessarily inherently know the real.
Arnie, can I give you a little clue?
Sure.
I don't know either, so just.
Oh, okay.
Give you the fucking point.
All right, I'm going to say like 1,000,000.
Oh, I bet that's wrong. So it's 1-0.
Have either of you ever been to Earth?
I was on Earth for a very brief time.
I see. All right.
But I was in the suburbs of Chicago, but that shall lead to my second quiz of
I've been there many times.
Oh, you have? It was at medieval times. Do you know the place?
I don't know that.
Yes.
I don't know it.
What is the most popular form of entertainment on Earth?
Progressive or prog rock and roll?
He's an imposter.
To that question. No, that's the answer to that question.
Really?
Yes, prog rock. Prog rock, as they call it.
Oh, no, while I was there.
I was going to say, like... Yes. Twitch or YouTube, maybe? Amongst people much younger than me.
I will say this guy's answer was a little rushed, so I don't know if I would believe that. Arnie, here, I'll help you out. This guy says he's famous on Earth. So if you just say who he is, we'll believe you're on Earth inherently because you know who he is.
Well, anyone from Earth, I think, would have a fairly good idea of who I am.
Arnie, so who is he? Just say who
he
is.
Know.
Don't be coy.
He must be famous, and I don't want to embarrass him by not knowing who he is.
Well, perhaps this will help. Let me pick up this stick over here. It's about the size of a flute. And pose as I so often have posed. The joints are a little bit rusty, but I can still get the leg up. And there I am.
Oh,
there I am posing with, if you can imagine, that this stick is a flute. And now you'll know.
Oh, my God.
It's very easy to imagine.
I think it's Kenny G.
No. Arnie. No, Chunt, this is incredible. G. The very short time I spent upon Earth, I learned that progressive rock is the most popular kind of music.
Yes.
And you stand here in front of the greatest singer and purveyor of that form of music, Sir Ian Anderson.
That's right, yes.
What?
Sir Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, principal songwriter of the band for all of its permutations and all of its many classic albums, and singer with the band, and of course, flautist.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of... Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, of course you've heard of Jethro Tull.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And your great
Arnie,
songs.
Arnie, don't be rude. Sing one of his songs.
Yes, Arnie, sing one of their songs.
What an honor to duet with this great earthling.
Ah, it's a lot of... It probably starts with a lot of flute.
all right. I think I see what's happening here. You're not familiar, are you, with Jethro Tull?
I'm more of like a podcast guy. I don't listen to as much music.
Well, you should really get to know Jethro Tull because you seem culturally ignorant when you say that you're not familiar with our catalogue and our very many albums. I'm not embarrassed, but you should be. Really a terrible gap in your knowledge of the history of music in the 20th century and 21st, as we do continue to be quite active.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Whenever I get back to Earth, I'll pick up your latest album. What's your latest album?
Well, I don't know that I'd recommend the latest, but but you should certainly The Crest of a Knave. We won the Grammy for that, of course.
Oh,
yes, but a lot of people prefer Thick as a Brick, and of course Aqualung is the classic album. Stand Up, you know.
Arnie, is he making these up?
Benefit, no. I have.
Thick as a Brick, Aqualung.
No.
These are just collisions of words.
I mean, look, I may not be that familiar with Jethro Tull, but now that he says it, I do know that Aqualoaf is definitely.
It isn't Aqualoaf. It isn't Aqualoaf. In fact, it's Aqualung. Aqualung. Oh. And you're not far off to say that I'm making these up because I did, in fact, I did make them up, and I am the creative driving force and visionary behind the band. And
I thought you said Jethro Tull was the creative force.
No.
So is Jethro here?
Yes, we'd love to meet Jethro.
This is common misperception to the point where my doctor has advised me to not discuss this any further.
Oh.
Because there is a noticeable spike in my blood pressure when this topic comes up, and it is unhealthy, and I'm in danger of stroke.
Bending that stick.
I haven't.
Oh, and he's stringing it. He's putting strings on it.
I may put strings on this stick. I can make a guitar out of just about anything.
Oh, wow. That's very impressive. Yes.
Make a guitar out of Arnie.
I may. Do you mind if I make a guitar out of you?
I don't.
It's a process that takes roughly 9 hours.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds painful.
Make a guitar.
A guitar.
Oh, no, thank you. But you know what? I'm so sorry, Ian. Ian, sir, I'm not familiar with you, but you're in luck. Mm. I am still kind of a star fucker. Like, so even if I just know that you're famous,
yes.
I'm very excited about it.
All right, good. Well, that I'll take it, as they say.
Will you please join us here at our campfire and regale us with tales of your travels over Earth? For Arnold is also an Earthman and has told us very little of Earth, and we wish to know more of your
land. I can't believe I've run into an actual Earthman here in Foon. It's right. I would like to join you. I haven't really got much to add to your festivities apart from these marshmallows and some chocolate graham crackers.
Oh, you fucking hero.
That's
Ian,
all I
you
have.
Fucking hero.
All I have is, no, really, it's just three random items. I don't know what you... It's just marshmallows and little squares of chocolate. And then these graham crackers, and I don't know. I wish I'd thought more about what to bring.
Ian Anderson, you have done a great boon to Usador today, for we shall combine these grammed crackers with these marshmallows with this chocolate, and we shall create some more.
Yeah, make me one. Make it fucking thick as a brick.
Well, best of luck if you've got some idea of how to use these. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Well, how do you find yourself here in Foon, however?
Yeah, I've been trapped here for a long time.
You have been?
Yeah.
Oh,
how
really?
Long have you been trapped here?
Trapped here? What do you mean? You don't leave in the morning?
No, I fell through a dimensional portal. I'm still sort of workshopping how to say this best, but I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago, and I've been here for over 4.5 years without being able to get back.
Oh, you haven't been, really? You haven't been back at all in 4.5 years?
All that I can get back to Earth is the Wi-Fi signal through which I upload the podcast we're recording right now.
I love technology. I love new technology.
And I'm sorry, Ian, would you mind signing this sheet? It's just a waiver, a release that we can use this recording on the podcast.
Oh, well, I shall have to run it by my lawyers. I'm sure you understand.
I'll bring it
back.
Okay.
I come back roughly almost every night.
Wow. Yeah. And you know, you're also from Chicago?
No, I'm not from Chicago. I'm just outside London.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh.
But I've traveled all around the world. We've played in Chicago many times. The crowds there love us. They're dwindling, of course. As crowds do dwindle, I don't think anyone is getting the crowds anymore, really. You know, music is just fallen off the map.
I've heard Lizzo's getting really big crowds.
I don't believe anyone is getting crowds anywhere.
I think Beyonce gets a lot of...
You're wrong. From what I understand, her crowds are dwindling down. She's forced to play, state fairs.
Well, I feel like I saw Blink-182 is... collecting amphitheaters and stadiums.
I just saw a tweet that the Rolling Stones did a show in Chicago recently that was huge.
You know, they can't get anyone to come to their shows, the Rolling Stones. They really can't. It's a shame, but that's how it is. That's how the industry is gone. And so they're forced to play sort of small theaters and whatnot and get, 2,000 people in there. They've been forced to come up, as we have, with a rock opera as a way of getting themselves booked into theatrical venues and it's rather difficult.
And I'm so sorry. For whatever reason, the night air here, we're halfway between Cadaver Falls and Soul Hollow, but whatever reason, the night air is some water's condensating right below your eyes.
Oh, yes.
That's embarrassing.
That happens sometimes when I speak about the music business. There are times when water will gather as it has below my eyes.
Ian, do you mind walk us through if we were to come and see a Jethro Tull concert, which I would love. I would absolutely love to do, especially if you could hook us up with some tickets or something.
No. I mean, you'd have to buy your tickets.
Oh, okay. Like a two-for-ones?
Never. No, never.
Even if we bought our tickets, could we maybe come backstage and meet Jethro?
For an additional charge. Okay. Maybe, yes. Okay. Maybe an additional charge associated with it. But you won't be meeting Jethro. God damn it. Christ almighty.
He snapped his stick in half.
There's no... Jethro Tull. And again, my doctor would be furious with me for even engaging on the topic. Invented a process for farming agriculture technology in the 19th century.
Holy shit, he's got it all. Rock musician and an agriculturist?
Yes. And so at some point our manager suggested that might be a good name for a band, and we simply agreed, and that's all. And ever since then, people have assumed that I'm Jethro Tull, has been logged in. I made it through that.
Oh, so there is no person named Jethro Tull in the band Jethro Tull.
Oh, my God.
There will be so many people who will learn something from this podcast for the very first time.
Hmm. Well, that's a shame if that's true. They should have known it. They should have known it since roughly 1971.
Hmm. Wow, I was born in 1976.
Huh. Okay. Hmm. Then you have no excuse for not knowing. We've literally been in existence throughout your entire life.
Yeah, I've heard of you. But anyway, this podcast, normally we talk to magical creatures and learn about their lives, but I think we could take a cue from a famous podcaster on Earth, Mark Maron, and segue to interviewing musicians. Oh. So
why did that happen, by the way?
I don't know. I've been here, so I don't know. I've just heard tell.
Kind of run out of comedians.
So, Ian, walk us through your songwriting process.
Oh, well, yes.
Why? How'd you come up with Aqualoaf? Was that the one?
It was not awkward. It was not awkward.
I see you've got a notepad with you.
Yes.
Are you working on any new songs?
Well, here's what happens, gentlemen. Let's get us back to an earlier topic. I simply, every night, fall asleep. Yes?
Uh-huh.
You're familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if everyone on Foon falls asleep.
No, of course. Not everyone does.
Yeah, does everyone on Foon fall asleep?
Well, probably not everyone, but many creatures need sleep to properly function, yes.
Mm. Yeah, or go into a trance. Elves go into a trance to recharge.
Oh, yeah. Seems convenient.
Yeah.
Good for them. But anyway, I go to sleep every night in a bed on a pillow and wearing pajamas. And my thoughts become confused after a little while of lying down.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Sure, yeah, yes. Yeah.
And then I...
Like, what are some of those thoughts that...
If, for instance, I'm trying to think of what I might have for breakfast tomorrow morning, and I'm sort of imagining sausages and eggs and all that, in a moment the eggs will sort of change colour, you know, and they'll start speaking to me from the pan, and the sausages will run away. And then I'll realise, I'm falling asleep.
Sure, yeah.
Yes. And
that this is happening. I think I'm falling asleep.
Yes, right. But I'll have that thought. I'm falling asleep. And the transition from waking life to sleeping life is underway.
Wow.
Underway. And then I'll find myself here. It happens every single night.
Every night.
I simply find myself here in the land of Foon, and I walk about and I speak with people and I attend functions and I do the best I can to promote Jethro Tull and our albums, which are not available here in Foon. I've not found a way to bring with me a catalogue. I haven't found a way to do it. You know.
Have you tried selling it at Coconuts?
I've not been to Coke. Well, I don't have the physical compact disc.
Right.
Because
you're
vinyl
is
making a comeback, you know, digitally remastering vinyl. What a time.
Wow.
But I've not been able to figure out how to do that. Anyway, and then in the morning, you know, I sort of wake up and it's time to really have those eggs and sausages.
Ian, has this been happening to you your entire life, or is this a new thing that's happened recently?
This has happened. Well, it's an interesting story. We were opening for Led Zeppelin.
I love Led Zeppelin.
You know, Led Zeppelin, for a time, was known as the poor man's Jethro Tull.
Oh. That's true.
I've never heard of this band, but immediately I feel a connection to them.
To Led Zeppelin?
Yes.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but it just feels like, oh.
Yes. You know, we recorded our classic album, Aqua Lung, in the same studio at the same time that Led Zeppelin was recording their fourth album, which had Stairway to Heaven, in addition to other songs, I believe was stolen from us. I believe they heard us tinkering around with our various melodies and stole them. And as it turns out, their songs bear no resemblance to ours, and yet I still feel as though a theft has occurred.
Yeah.
So you believe if Aqualime had come out with Stairway to Heaven on it, it would have been better?
Oh, no doubt about it. Yes, no doubt. If Jethro Tull had recorded Stairway to Heaven on the Aqualung album, it would have been a better
song. I think it's
Aqualime. No, it isn't. It isn't Aqualime. That doesn't make any sense.
So sorry, did it you isn't. Say in your when you're in Foon...
Limes are green. Yes.
When you're in Foon and you're in your dream state, is that do you take it back to Earth and that's how you write songs? That's how you're inspired to write songs?
Precisely. That's exactly what I
mean. We could be a song. If we make this moment interesting enough, we could be a song. Let me grab his book here, his notebook.
I'm sure you love it when people grab your notebook.
Let's see, answer.
Well, it is a dream. It's a dream state notebook. It's quite inconvenient. Anything I write down in my Foon dream state notebook, I then have to wake up and rewrite it into my waking notebook.
That was going to be my follow-up question. How well do you retain what has happened to you here in Foon when you return to Earth?
Yes, not all that well. The waking notebook differs greatly from the dream state notebook. It is extremely
Let's
annoying.
See what we have here.
You can imagine.
Ian, you fucked it up again. Why won't the lyrics come?
Please.
You fool. Why won't the lyrics come?
Don't read that. Some of the pages are...
Song
don't
idea.
Read that
song idea. Dot, dot, dot. Something about walking?
yes. Do you know, I had that idea while walking. And I thought to myself, this is a song, isn't it? Isn't this a song? It's something about being, you know, upright. Yes.
Yes.
And going, you know, beginning someplace and coming to another place.
Gosh, I feel like I'm on VH1 Storytellers. Like, I'm just getting...
Story and then from there, it's just a matter of, you know, choosing the exact words, you know, and then the instrumentation, of course, and the melody.
January 1st, 2020, to-do list, kill Robert Plant.
All right. Well, I wish I hadn't read that. And
John Entwistle will first, the rest will fall.
Yes. Well, all right. That's rather awkward. That's rather awkward. But I guess I can confess it here, right?
Yeah.
No one on earth will know this, right? We're just here in Foon, yes? Oh. I did kill John Entwistle. I killed him in Las Vegas. I killed John Entwistle in Las Vegas.
I assume this is some sort of evildoer and you're out vanquishing evil.
No. There's certain people that I have on a list. And this is, again, doctor's advice. When I think of these people, I become so incredibly angry that I am in danger of stroke.
Yes.
And the idea of them no longer being alive and no longer, you know, selling out stadiums and you know, cashing gigantic checks for royalties and whatnot and buying frivolous new cars and whatnot and living in gigantic countryside manors. The idea of them no longer being alive to do those things is soothing to me. You understand? And so I have spoken at length with my doctor about this, and he advised, I don't know that he specifically advised that I kill them, but that I address in some way the degree to which their continued existence on Earth plagues and upsets me. And so, and John Entwistle was one, and the entire Who, all the members of the Who are on the list.
Did they steal songs from you?
Yes, absolutely. All of the Who songs, I believe, were in one way or another stolen, in a sense, from the spirit of Jethro Tull.
The band you were talking about is what I'm asking.
I beg your pardon?
The band you were talking about.
Who?
The band you're talking about.
Who?
John Entwistle's band?
Who? That's the band I'm talking about.
Here, let me see this notebook for a moment. I see here you also have the members of Genesis listed here, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled again and then crossed out again.
Yes. Oh, that's a good catch. I have killed Phil Collins twice. I have two times killed Phil Collins.
How interesting.
Yes, it is true, and I don't know why.
How did he come back?
Right, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't, and I asked him the second time I approached him to kill him. I said, you know, how is it that you're still alive? And he said, you know, if you promise not to kill me again, I'll tell you. And I thought it through. And I thought I'd rather just kill him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Why? What's the point of knowing the answer?
Well, it's a real loophole, because if you kill him again, he might come back. But if you don't kill him, you never know what happened.
Yes.
It's also listed here. It says Mike and the Mechanics. And it says, Dash, never mind, they've had it bad enough.
Yes, that was Mike and the Mechanics. And in fact, that was a sort of an offshoot of Genesis. And they made me very, very angry, because an offshoot of an already not great band.
Well, offshoot means to miss, right?
Yes, yes.
Your shot is
well
off.
Said, well said. Yes, indeed. Mike and the Mechanics was off. And it just made me angry, and so I put them on the list. But then, they sort of fell off, and no one really talks about them anymore. And I thought, the pain of obscurity is worse than death.
So frequently, your anger has led you to, it sounds like, murder. So we would be, random person would be wise not to make you angry by getting the name Aqualung wrong, or your other wonderful albums like Thick as a Dick or stuff like that.
Christ almighty, Thick as a Dick.
See, it's number one on the list here, it says my doctor.
Well, yes. Well, he is, the issue is, having spoken to him so frankly about my plans to, you know, eliminate my various concerns.
Of course.
He is a rather a liability to me.
I love that you said eliminate your concerns and not your competition, because you see it as you have no competition.
I have no real competition. Mm-hmm. No, I think Jethro Tull stands alone atop the field of
musicians. I'd agree with that.
Musicians.
I'd say they stand alone.
Yes.
Well, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more Jethro... Ian,
good lord.
Ian McKellen.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Good lord.
And we're back with more Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Oh, gentlemen, stop it, please.
McKellen?
For Christ's sake, no.
It's Ian Abramson.
No, my God. My God.
Ian, but he looks like a Curtis.
Let me, with my stick, write it here in the soil. I'll write it down right here so that all can read it.
All right.
See, Ian,
he's just spelling out kill.
Oh, damn it. Sorry. Oh, no. That's a mistake. Meant to write my name. Ian Anderson. That is Ian Anderson.
Oh, and the wind blew it away. Just like that, I can't recall.
Maybe I'll.
And I just noticed, guys, I just noticed that this guy over there, our guest.
Ian Anderson.
Okay.
I see you're whispering amongst yourselves. I'll try to write my name. Maybe I'll put sticks together.
Sorry, give us one.
No, it's all right. I'll just break off a bunch of sticks.
I just
noticed. It's embarrassing. They're all praying mantises and they're walking away.
I just noticed. Yes.
Walking away.
I just noticed he has a very big knife in his belt. A very big
well,
knife.
Well, but he's dreaming, so it's a dream knife.
Yeah.
So we're fine.
Our dream
knife?
So he
can kill our dreams, but he can't kill us.
No.
Oh, really?
What's your dream?
What's my dream?
Yeah, what's your dream?
I don't know.
Get back to Earth, open up like a pastry shop.
My dream is to defeat the Dark Lord, to get back to Earth, to my family, for you guys to come with us. Yeah. Maybe we, like, open a small business, but one where we just get something to do during the day a little bit. But
yeah,
we
so
have
that
a lot
can
of free
die.
Time,
this is
can't.
The first time I'm hearing about this small business. What are we going to do?
I've spelled out my name in marshmallows.
Oh.
Here. Damn it. Son of a bitch, ate my name. Did you have a chance to look at it at all before you ate it?
Now, Ian, you said every night you fall asleep and you wake up in Foon. But what happens when you return to Earth? What is the process? For Arnold here has been looking for a way to return to Earth, and maybe he can do what you have done.
Well, it's rather different, isn't it? I didn't fall through any sort of portal, did I? I simply fall asleep and come here and then sort of wake up, and then I'm not here anymore once I've woken up. I can only suggest that you wake up.
Do you fall asleep again here and wake up on Earth?
Oh, what a good question. No, not at all. No, I simply begin to smell bacon and sausages and eggs.
Oh, you sense yourself waking up on Earth and then you just disappear from here.
I disappear.
Interesting.
When you wake up on Earth, are you naked?
I'm wearing precisely what I was wearing when I went to sleep on Earth.
Interesting.
Which is a pair of handmade pajamas made by a gentleman in Bristol who has my exact measurements.
Oh, how nice.
Hand makes my pajamas.
Not impressive to know your measurements. I mean, clearly you just gave it to him.
No, I have to go there and get measured every 6 months.
Well, that's nothing to brag about.
No.
Well, it sounds like you're constantly changing shape.
Well, you know, yes.
I know the feeling, but that just...
Put on a few pounds and lose them again. Yes.
You do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just to, like...
I'm on several different extreme diets.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. What are...
All various different types.
I mean, one of them clearly seems to be marshmallow, graham crackers, and chocolate.
Yes, I've just... That was, again, doctor's orders.
Yeah.
He just had drawn up a list of things. For 3 months, I'm supposed to eat only those three things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I never had the thought of putting them together all at once.
That's
not
fire.
A bad idea.
Now, your doctor gave you this advice about taking care of these... irritants in your life. How did you originally come to meet this doctor? Are they certified as a doctor?
Well, yes. He was sort of a tour doctor. You know, when a band goes on tour and you have some sort of a problem, like, for instance, I'm having a hard time being awake enough for the show, you know, you might be put in touch with a doctor, know, and this is a doctor that sort of, you know, he's more than happy to join the tour on the bus and whatnot, and he'll sort of supply you with anything you need to be more awake or less awake or more confused or, you know, whatever it is that you'd like to be.
Speaking of more confused, something I've just been chewing on that I can't seem to comprehend or sort of digest. You said that you're the lead singer.
Yes,
and then you're also a flautist.
Yes,
now, on
Foon,
if you're playing the flute, you're not able to sing at the same time. Now, if you're playing guitar or something else, you can sing and play.
Yes.
So which is it, flautist or singer?
I'm both. Yes.
You sing through the flute?
At times, yes. In fact, yes. Okay. At times it sounds quite a bit like I am singing through the flute, well said. But no, you know, you can play a bit of flute and then sort of hold the flute away from your mouth and then sing.
Arnie,
then,
you said this is like Peter Frampton sings through his flute. Is that what you said? Peter Frampton?
Through his guitar.
Guitar,
and
I'm
he
sorry.
He just comes alive. That's about the extent of my...
Sorry, Ian, you were saying...
Frampton here, yeah. Hang on, may I have my notebook back? I just want to add that.
Nope.
I just want to write. Will you
He
add
just
the
wants
name?
To write down one thing.
He's going to put our names on that list.
No. Frampton, just put. Well, you can add it. Just add Frampton to that list, would you please?
Right.
Frampton.
Well, here, I'll just write it in marshmallows.
Yeah. Sorry to dovetail back to this, but I had one more question about that doctor that you were seeing.
Yes.
Is there any chance that this doctor just goes by a first name? Like Dr. Mike or. Dr. Sally or something.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, but yes, we do know the doctor.
Well, I just want to know how legitimate this doctor is.
It's very, very legitimate. His name, well, I don't know his first name, but his last name is Feelgood.
Oh.
Is the doctor in quotes by any chance?
Well, yes. Oh, no, he always says, call me doctor.
Ah. Right?
He says, I prefer to be called doctor.
He's, yes, the, he's the one yes. they call. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Okay. He says, I prefer to be called doctor.
And he doctor.
Has, yes, he has said that it's more of a nickname.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
Yes,
I
yes,
see.
That's true. But I think of him as a doctor.
Mm,
and
right.
I take seriously his various orders and edicts and whatnot.
It also sounds like you get a lot of, I mean, if I'm just being frank, it sounds like you get a lot of drugs from him. We're being kind of rude. Usador, I know you have a lot of fantasy drugs. Would you like some Morglorb or something?
Yes, would you like to try some Morglorb?
I'd be more than happy to try some Morglorb. You know, of course, my wild days are a bit behind me now. But, you know, I mean, here in my dream state, I didn't see why... Why not?
Well, here you go. All you have to do is swallow this. It's cut with mayonnaise, but it's still good.
Cut with mayonnaise?
Yes, that's right.
Oh. Well, then I can't have it because of concerns about cholesterol.
Oh, I see.
It's also not marshmallow, chocolate, or graham cracker. He's on a strict diet.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's very strict diet.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Problem. Do you hear that?
What?
I heard it. There's what? Someone else approaching.
What?
Don't sit on me!
Whoa! Oh.
Who sat on me?
Oh,
that might have been me. I don't always see what's behind my robes.
Don't sit on me!
Holy
What did you sit on, Usador?
It is I, the King of the Rocks!
Oh!
The King of the Rocks,
the King of the Rocks.
Your Majesty!
The King of the Rocks has been sat upon!
Oh, dear God. How awful.
Oh,
did you sit on... I think... I can't tell which of these rocks is the King of the Rocks.
I can't tell either.
I hear the voice coming from around these assorted
of
rocks.
Of course you can tell which is the King of the Rocks!
Oh, it's got the little crown on it. I see it over there.
Yes!
Oh.
The rock with the crown on it.
Oh, hello, King of the Rocks.
King of the Rocks.
Hello. Which of you is the King of the Humans?
That would be Arnie, right here.
Yeah, I guess Arnie.
Yes.
It'd probably be me. My apologies to you, Ian, but I guess in this situation, I'll be
But
the...
if it's a choice between you and I to be the King of the Humans,
yeah.
I think it would have to be me.
What a wonderful... No. This is a wonderful circumstance. What a coalescence this is. We have here the King of the Rocks of Foon and the King of Rock of Earth.
Ah, oh, well said indeed. Yes, I believe I am the king. You know,
you're talking about him.
They might have called Elvis that at one time, but he's long gone and dead. And I believe the day that Elvis died, I took over as King of Rock and Roll.
Oh, did you kill Elvis as well?
Well, you know. You know, he was really in the way.
Oh, Elvis Presley? It's
yes.
on the list here,
but it's
spelled different than it sounds. There's an extra consonant in there.
Spelling is not a strong suit for me. But yes, I did kill Elvis. Anyway.
I don't know who that is!
I'm so sorry, King of the Rocks.
How dare you talk amongst yourselves within the presence of the King of the Rocks!
Please forgive us, Your Majesty. Is there anything we can do to serve you and your kingdom? I am Usador, the mighty blue wizard.
Yes, there is much you can do to serve me, the King of the Rocks. I'd like to be moved someplace.
Well, let's. Oh, I know someone who can help with that. Do you guys know the King of the Road?
I am familiar.
Let me give him a shout. King of the Road! King of the Road!
King of the Road?
Oh, there he is.
Oh.
Did you summon me, the King of the Road?
Yeah. Would you mind?
Hi there.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Well, that's my pleasure. I very rarely get summoned in that way, and I'm very surprised to have it happen.
You seem surprised.
I am surprised.
Did I wake you up? Oh, fuck, I'm sorry.
I don't think I was asleep. I was somewhere in between. You know, I was just so relaxed. I was sort of staring off into space. It's nice to meet you. I'm the King of Rock and Roll now. Oh, I'm the King of the Road.
And I'm the King of the Rocks!
Three kings! Oh my gosh! It's
we
like
three kings of Orient are.
Oh
right?
My gosh!
How's that song go?
Yeah, I'm more familiar. I was more thinking of the Ice Cube, George Clooney, Spike Jones movie.
I haven't caught that one. Yeah, I haven't seen that one either.
And of course, I haven't. No one takes a rock to the movies!
Ian, is this the sort of thing that you write songs about when you return to Earth?
I may well write a song indeed about three kings meeting at a campfire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So catchy. Oh, so much more catchy than his name.
That was not what I was expecting his music to sound like at all.
Well, it sounds different ways at all times. You know?
Yeah.
I'm always sort of evolving as an artist and trying out different ways of writing
songs.
So
important to evolve as an artist.
Should I call for the Crimson King, or is that too much?
I think we have enough kings here. But you're King of the Rocks. Tell us where you wish to be moved to, and we shall grant you this boon.
I have been here for 5,000 years!
Whoa! Oh.
And it's really, there's not much to see.
Yeah.
Would you like to be moved slightly up the hill here?
I'd like a better view. I have heard tell of the ocean.
Oh, yeah. We're very close to the ocean.
Are you?
Yeah.
I should like to have a view of the ocean. As king of the rocks, I am incredibly powerful, but cannot move.
I gotta ask, how'd that crown get up there?
I assume at the coronation, after your father or mother passed away, the other rocks put the crown upon your head.
Not entirely. This crown was put here to mock me. By the wizard who turned me into a rock.
Oh!
All those many thousands of years ago.
Oh, yikes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that might have been Can the wizard. He's lived for a long time.
Was he
wearing yellow robes?
Yes. Yellow robes is right.
What were you before you were a rock?
Before I was a rock, I was the king of this whole land.
What?
I was the king of this whole area, which at that time was called Dummy Canyon.
Dummy Canyon.
Dummy Canyon, we call it.
I know the legend of Dummy Canyon and its lost king.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Wait, the lore goes they found a local idiot, made him king of Dummy Canyon. They called it Dummy Canyon to make him think it was an actual thing, but couched within the name is the word dummy.
But then
That's not true!
But then he still felt like he was the king, so they had to change him into a rock because he was so obnoxious.
I was named king of a true land.
All right.
Known as, which was, you know, it was new at the time, and they called it Dummy Canyon, and I was the king, and I became mad with power!
How many subjects did you have?
It was hard to tell. I would give speeches from the balcony, and there'd be no one there, but I was told that my voice was carrying far and wide, and all of my subjects were hearing me.
And often you announced how many people had actually come to those sorts of speeches, but it turned out they had paintings of it and could prove that that many people did not show up to that speech.
Well, yes, and those artists had a lot of nerve painting my speeches in such accurate detail.
And guys, the embarrassing, if I'm remembering more of the lore, the embarrassing thing was the king used to be a rock. The real king stubbed his toe on, so he turned the rock into a king, made him a fake king.
Oh.
Do we tell him?
I only remember being a king. And being a good king and an angry king. And a king who really, really expected everything he wanted right when he wanted it. And then a wizard came to town and turned me into a fucking rock and placed a crown upon me and said, "There, now you're king of the rocks."
Ian, are you writing all this down?
Of course I am. I'm getting all of it.
This is an amazing story. It's going to make a wonderful song.
King of the rocks.
He's playing the shit out of that broken stick.
Yeah, and his notes are just ba, 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 rip, rip, rip. Ba, ba, ba.
Yes, King of the Rocks.
King of the Road, do you sing at all?
I'm just wondering why you asked me here.
Oh, I was going to have you help me move this rock, because I know we're supposed to get permission before we move nature from the King of the Road.
Uh-huh.
If whatever we're moving is on the road, it's just common courtesy.
Oh, well, that is in the bylaws, but I don't really enforce it. You know, it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, fuck me, I'm sorry.
No,
I bothered. Right. Oh, I must have, did I take you away from your family? Or you said you're in between.
Yeah, no, I was just sitting in a bunch of leaves by the side of the road.
Do you need some money?
Are you okay?
Being the king of the road is not that great.
Yeah, I guess that's not,
because no one really, you have no subjects. You only have people sort of passing through.
Yeah.
And it's lonesome. I'll tell you that. It's real lonesome out there on the road. But no, I don't need any help. I'm fine. But what do you want me to move, a rock?
Yeah, we thought to move this boulder. The king of the rocks was,
like to be in view of the ocean.
King of the road, would it be possible for you to just toss that rock directly into the ocean? Perhaps into the deepest part of the ocean you can reach?
No! Don't throw me in the ocean!
That's also an ambitious request.
Well, but you would be able to see the ocean perfectly from there, King of the Rocks.
I wouldn't see anything!
Let's leave it up to Ian.
I think it's Ian Roberts.
Ian Roberts.
Wrong again. And this time, even more infuriating. It's Ian Anderson. Anderson, the singer and flautist and principal songwriter with Jethro and Tull. And you wanted to leave it up to me?
Yeah,
where the King of the Rocks will go.
I mean, we continue to exist after you wake up, but since we're on your time, your dream time, what do you want to do?
Oh, well, that's interesting. I think the King of the Rocks and should be chiseled into 1,000 smaller rocks.
Oh! No! Don't do that! Because then, if I do find a wizard who can turn me back into a man, it'll be terrible. I'll be in 1,000 pieces.
Wait, possibly, King of the Rocks, but it's also possible that you will become thousands of rock princes.
Ooh.
Princes of rocks.
Well, it's possible, but it seems like too much of a risk. I'd rather stay one rock. Hey, are you a wizard?
I am a wizard, yes. Usador, the blue wizard.
Usador?
Yes?
Can you turn me back into a man?
I can try.
If he's a man, it'll be a lot easier to throw him into the sea.
That's true. Here, King of the Rocks, allow me to place my hand softly upon thee. And here, now let me speak the words.
He's rolling.
Whoa.
Are those legs? I can't tell.
He's changing. He's transmorphing into something. I can't tell what, though. The light is too bright.
Oh, it's a statue of a man with a crown.
This is only slightly better.
I have done as you have asked and changed you into a man.
No.
There you go, buddy.
I'm a rock and a man.
Right as rain.
No, it's not what I wanted.
Well, if you want to remain King of the Rocks, you still have to be a rock.
No, I don't want to remain King of the Rocks. I never said I did.
Well, who wouldn't want to be king of anything? What a wonderful gift to be granted the power of a royal.
I should like to be a man and reclaim my title as King of Dummy Canyon.
You know what? Let's give him what he wants. He's a 1,000-year-old rock. Go ahead and turn him back into a 1,000-year-old man.
All right, I can do that.
No, wait a minute. No, I hadn't thought this
here,
through.
Cut off.
Wait, hold on. No, wait a minute. Don't say those words.
Them off.
Oh, that was gross.
Look at that. It's just deteriorated into a dusty skeleton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, time to throw these bones in the ocean.
Yes, let's do that. And much lighter than the rock would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Much easier.
Time to throw these bones in the ocean. That's kind of a good lyric.
Time to throw these bones into the ocean.
Well, no. That was my lyric. Oh, okay.
No, it isn't any good.
Well, what's like one of your good lyrics? Give me one of your good lyrics. Just
meanwhile,
one.
Meanwhile, back in the year one. When you belong to no one.
That can't be right.
I liked it at first, but rhyming one with one.
You didn't stand a chance, son.
Oh.
If your pants were undone.
Oh. I'm kind of becoming a fan of Jethro Tull.
Yes, yes. See that? That's how it works.
I, too, have become a fan of you, Jethro Tull.
Sitting on a park bench.
That's the song you know, right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah. That
I mean, the cadence suggests action, but it's somebody sitting on a bench.
Sitting on a park bench.
Is it me? These are bad lyrics.
Eyeing little girls with bad intent.
Oh, no.
Those are the lyrics of a very, very popular song.
Oh.
That is by far and away our most popular song.
Snot is running down his nose.
Now I'm on board.
Oh, Usador Chun, look, the sun is just starting to rise over the hill.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh,
it's beautiful.
Ah, what is that smell carried across the breeze? Ah, sausages.
Oh, Ian.
Oh,
bacon. And,
I believe you're about to wake on Earth.
Yes, hand me back my notebook real quick, please.
Yeah, give him that notebook.
Thank you.
There's some real gold in here.
Goodbye, Peter Frampton.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He named the three of us Peter Frampton.
Oh, no. Ian, before you go back to Earth, would you be able to remember and send messages back to send help to save me, to get me back to Earth?
I can't think why I would. All right, so long.
At least he's honest.
Wow. Wow, he just...
Well, it's just the four of us now. Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and the King of the Road.
Yeah, but again, I don't really know why I'm here at all or why...
No, that's my bad. That's my bad. No, I'll fall on that sword.
We apologize for calling you, but while you're here, we would like to thank you for allowing us to wander.
Oh, oh, my pleasure. Yeah, you guys enjoy the roads anytime. If you ever run into a pothole or anything like that, or a road that sort of get washed out by the rain, you just let me know.
Okay.
I'll come take care of it as best I can.
But if we want to move something, like brush a leaf aside or something, that is also when we call you?
It's just a leaf?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'd say don't bother me for a leaf.
Okay.
But I'll take care of it. Yeah, mm-hmm.
King of the Road, yeah. Thank you for allowing this agency to move leaves upon thee without any further request from thee.
Yeah. No, that's all right. Oh, all right, fellas, what?
He's slowly crawling back into that pile of
there
leaves.
I go.
Trailer for sailor rent.
Oh, I could have. Ah, I should have bought that. We could use a trailer.
Oh, yeah. I still never.
King of the Road.
I guess I was. I never even got around to asking him if he's like. If he is Road or he's just the King of the Road and something else. But still, maybe we'll run into him sometime in the future.
I hope we also run into, do you know the King of Leon?
King of who?
Leon?
No.
It's an area in Foon.
Oh.
There are many kings there.
Oh, the Kings of Leon?
The Kings of Leon.
I feel like it'd be a great opportunity to follow that up with a real...
Oh, wait, knowing. Here they come.
A valuable lesson for future guests. The more characters you play, the harder it is for Matt to interrupt you. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Ian Anderson, lead singer of Jethro Tull, the King of the Rocks, and the King of the Road were all played by special guest Andy Daly, who must have believed he was on some bigger deal comedy podcast, maybe Radiolab. You may know Andy from the TV show Review, or his work on Bob's Burgers, Big Mouth, Veep, and Modern Family. But has he been on Mike and Molly? No, and it is killing him. Check out Andy's new podcast, The Great American Cabinet of Curiosities, available on Stitcher. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Well, I'm late for another intimate dinner with the entire casting team from Mike and Molly. Yet another reminder, Dr. Daly, there is nothing you can possess which I cannot take away. Well, maybe that guest spot on You're the Worst. I can't take that away. Boy, that must have been fun. Still, never look back. This podcast isn't real. That's a fact, not just the way I feel. A baby cow, call that veal, yeah. King of the Bunker.
King of the Rocks bound.
Whip, 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 whip.